In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually, and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willest, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salaamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic, of this episode is a question. Why does Allah test us? Today, Sunday, is the 9th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and now we'll listen to verses 1 to 3 of chapter Ankabut from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Alif Lam Mim.
Alif Lam Mim.
أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون.
Do the people think that they will be left to say, "We believe," and they will not be tried?
وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ.
But we have certainly tried those before them, and Allah will surely make evident those who are truthful, and he will surely make evident the liars.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Trial is for proving the intrinsic intentions and qualities of a person to be true. In other words, this world is like a university or a farm. In a university, the talents open to blow. The competencies grow, and whatever is in the stage of potentiality reaches the stage of actuality. In this farm, the seeds must be planted. The shoots and sprouts must come out of their inside. These sprouts come out from the land, grow to be some small plants, and finally become some tall, fruitful trees. These things are not possible without experience and examination.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Allah tadarbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwart darbi, shukran.
Now our question, why does Allah test us? Our heart is the divining force for our bodies. When our heart is content, happy and filled with hope, life moves smoothly. However, trials are a part and parcel of life. Some of these trials make us distressed, anxious, and when they persist for a long time, we can end up being hopeless and depressed at the situation. Our heart becomes gloomy and questions, being to swarm our minds. What sin have I committed to suffer such a trial? When will the help of Allah arrive? The trials in our life are a means to test our faith and obedience to Allah and earn rewards in this life and the next. Allah Himself declares the forthcoming of good news to those who are patient, but many a time Despite our efforts to be patient, clouds of hopelessness being to shadow our hearts.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. The question of the day that we are going to talk about is about the divine test and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests people and tests us. There are a lot of debates in the field of divine testing. The first question or debate that comes to mind is that isn't the testing to know the obscure and unknown aspects and areas of a person or a thing to reduce our ignorance towards? So if this is the case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose knowledge is all-encompassing and He who is aware of the inner and outer secrets of everything and everyone, knows the unseen and the heavens and the earth with His infinite knowledge. So why does He try to test us? Is there something hidden from Him that, He wants it to be revealed by a test? The concept of testing and testing or divine testing is very different from our test, the meaning of the test that we have in our minds. The test that we are usually involved in and we are usually busy with, they are the tests that are, the kind of tests that we are involved in are exactly with the same, objective and with the same goal that we just defined, that in order to find the hidden parts of an issue or to clarify some points in us. That is, we are usually giving or taking the test to know more and remove ambiguities and our ignorances. But the divine test is actually something else. This is something which is going to be in touch with educations and trainings.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
Do you know, Allah tests us to purify us and wash away our sins. This is one of the reasons why we are tested. Prophet of Islam Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his family, said, "No calamity befalls a Muslim, but that Allah expiates some of his sins because of it, even if it were the prick of a thorn." So instead of seeing test as a punishment from Allah, this shows that in fact Allah wants to save us from punishment. That is, the punishment of the hereafter, which is much worse than any test faced in this dunya.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى رَبُّنَا الْهَادِي الْوَدُودِ فَضْلُهُ مِلْءُ الْوُجُودِ عَفْوُهُ خَيْرٌ وَجُودٌ فَارْتَجِي دَوْمًا رِضًا.
One way to face trials with a positive heart is doing our part, then seek Allah's help. Allah states, So when you have finished your duties, then stand up for worship and turn your hopes to Him. Chapter 94 of the Holy Quran, verses 7 to 8. We get too preoccupied with our problems that we let worry take us over, resulting in this disturbed sleep, poor health, abandoned duties and worship, and gradual isolation of ourselves from others. But in this surah, Allah is asking us first to fulfill our responsibilities, even in time of trial, and then worship Him, turning all hopes towards Him. Instead of overthinking about our problems, we must occupy ourselves in rectifying our relationship with the One who can solve them. We must redirect our hopes from feeble humans to the Allah powerful Lord. When Al-Fatah, the opener, opens his gates of bounty for you, then who is it that can withhold it from you? Trials are a blessing as they act as a driving force in drawing us closer to Allah. The security and peace one feels upon establishing the connection with Allah cannot be described in the words.
Why is it that God has created us so differently? Why is it that God has given someone so much wealth versus his brother does not have as much? Why is it that one brother becomes the president or prime minister of a nation and another one nobody even hears of? Why is it that someone becomes extremely brave within the family and others not so much so? Why is it that amongst the family members, one of them is the most patient ones? Amongst the most patient ones. And why is it that some of us are extremely firm when it comes to our faith? How is it that some people are so faithful? They're so steadfast and strong when it comes to their religious belief. And within the family, within the same family, you find others that are doubtful. Now, the more important question is, does any of those positive qualities, or at least what we see to be extremely positive and beautiful from the outside, do they come with difficulties? Do they come with tests? What is it that actually can ruin this blessing bestowed onto us from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whether it is going to ruin this blessing in regards to this world in a worldly matter, or both in this world and the hereafter. This notion is recognized as afah or al-afat within the Quran, and especially within the beautiful words of the Ahlul Bayt, specifically Sayyidina wa Mawlana al-Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullahi alayhi, where in a beautiful set of hadiths, he discusses the afah of everything. The afah of scholarship, the afah of presidency, the afah of being a judge, the afah of being brave, the afah of having wealth, the afah of being generous, the afah of having popularity, the afah of having a noble family, and so on and so forth. And he speaks of the bane behind all those blessings given to us by the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this topic, why does Allah test us, on the next episode, tomorrow. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us ponder upon a beautiful statement from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Beware of the flight of blessings, for nothing that runs away is returned.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more.
No more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about the love of leadership and why it's bad, and it's a rebuke of the love of leadership. Hubbur riyasat. So in this hadith, Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, La tatlubanna an takuna ra'san. The Imam says, do not ever desire to be a leader. Do not pursue leadership. It shouldn't be in the back of your mind, you know, that, you know, I'm going to be a leader and I want to be the boss of everybody. Why? In continuation, the Imam says, fatakuna dhanaban. For in doing so, you will only end up being a follower, right? People who, you know, seek to become the leader and boss everybody around end up being hated by everybody and rebuked by everybody, and, you know, they end up, you know, nobody accepts them as a leader, right? You know, people like to choose as their leader people who are humble and kind of stoic in this regard. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has also been narrated to have said, beware of those leaders who are taking up the reins of leadership, meaning beware of those people who actively pursue taking up the reins of leadership. For by Allah, no sooner does the sound of footsteps from behind them, following them, reach their ears, than they themselves perish and destroy others along with them. The Imam is referring to, the fact that, you know, a lot of, in the past, people would, you know, walk behind their leaders. And, you know, some people kind of like and, you know, they take pleasure in this, you know, the sound of people following them. Or, if it's like a religious leader, a lot of times, you know, Satan may get the best of them and they may enjoy the sound of the number of people praying behind them. You know, one of the great religious scholars who happened also to have a large following, one day after the congregational prayers, he stood up and he told the audience, the people following him in the congregational prayers, he said that from now on I've decided that I will not come and lead the congregational prayers. I'm handing over this task to another person. So, you know, the people asked him why. So he said that I was praying, and when I heard the murmur of, the large murmur of the crowd behind me, I became happy that I had, you know, so many people were following me in the congregational prayers. And this is wrong. You know, it shouldn't matter to me whether one person prays behind me or millions of people pray behind me. If I'm doing it for God, it shouldn't make a difference. But if I'm doing it for the love of leadership, obviously it's going to affect me. Perhaps this is the reason why Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has been reported to having said, one who seeks after leadership perishes. Man talaba riyasa halak. If somebody goes and actively pursues becoming a leader of people, he ends up perishing spiritually, maybe even in a worldly sense as well. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the censure of the love of leadership in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ. بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلة. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And here we have some of the students of Sevier International School in holy city of Qom, and I really welcome them all. Assalamu alaikum, brother Hassan Nasrullah. How are you?
Salam, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Ali Nasir.
Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. How are you, sir?
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. Fawad Haider.
Fine, sir. How are you?
Okay, that's good. I'm good. Alhamdulillah. And Hussein Rahullah.
Fine, sir. How are you?
Everything is all right?
Yes.
Okay, so I really welcome you all. Inshallah, today in this session, our topic is to talk about ayah number 129 of Surah Al-Baqarah in chapter 1 in Juz Al-Awwal of the Qur'an Kareem, right? And so, you know, as usual, we will have a short explanation, the translation of this ayah and the recitation, then we will practice the tajweed rules, right?
Yes.
So if you're ready, guys, and brothers and sisters, if you're ready or listening to us right now, please make sure you have your Quran with you. Turn to page 20 of the Quran Kareem, ayah 129 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So everyone, let's listen once to this ayah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم.
الحمد لله. That was a nice recitation. And now it's time for us to recite and practice, right? So I'll do it, and you have to listen and repeat. All right? So, one, two, three, let's go.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك.
ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك.
يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم.
يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم.
إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم.
إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. So let's listen to the translation of this ayah. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam says, makes dua actually, okay, to Allah Almighty, that, O our Lord, Rabbana, wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum, O our Lord, raise amongst them, amongst the children of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He says, okay, he makes dua for the children, for his nation, all right? O our Lord, raise amongst them an apostle. وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. Rasulam means prophet or apostle, messenger. From amongst them, okay, an apostle from among them. Choose from them, okay, for them, right? Who? So what should that Rasul do? What should be the mission of that Rasul that you are, I am asking you, Allah Almighty, to choose, okay, from among my children, my descendants, or my nation? Yatlu alayhim ayatik. So that apostle, or that messenger, or prophet, who should recite to them your signs. Ayatik, ayah has two meanings, okay? One meaning of ayah is the verse of the Quran that we say, okay? Like this surah has this many ayah, right? Understood?
Yes.
Verses. And the second meaning of the ayah is?
Signs.
Signs or symptoms. Like, for example, you look at the skies, at the mountains, at the seas, whatever, human beings, all the creations of Allah Almighty, yeah? Any single creature reminds you of Allah Almighty. So every single creature is called a sign. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. And teach them the book. Which book? The book of guidance. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. And purify them. Make them become so obedient. Do you know obedience? خُلُوس إِخْلَاس. Obedient means you only and only listen to Allah Almighty's words and commands. Now, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ and purify them and make them obedient to Allah Almighty, to you. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Indeed, you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. For more information, of course, you have to refer to the Tafasir book, okay? And we don't have much time.
هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ يُوَحِّدُنَا لِطَرِيقِ الْخَيْرِ يُوَجِّهُنَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنْزَلَهُ وَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ مُعَلِّمُنَا وَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ مُعَلِّمُنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Now, we have to practice the Tajweed rules because it's important to read the Quran beautifully and without mistake, any mistakes. رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. The first important rule is the pronunciation of the letter Ra then Tha. Ra, it has a fatha, right, on the top?
Yes.
And it is pronounced?
Heavily.
Heavily. The rule tafkhimu ra is applied here. Rabbana, not rabbana, no. It's not the same as Persian. Ra that we have, re. Rabbana, 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 wab, wab'ath. The second rule? Wab.
Qalqala.
Ah, the rule qalqala. That bouncing sound, yes?
Yes.
So, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ. Yeah?
The pronunciation of letter Tha.
Mm-hmm. So, how many letters were there that the rule قَلْقَلَ must be applied?
Five.
Five letters. So, would you name them, please?
قَاف.
قَاف.
طَي.
طَا.
جِيم. بَا.
بَا.
جِيم دَال.
جِيم دَال. قُطُب. جَد. letters, right? Let's apply the qalqalah as well here. Qutub, jad. Yeah?
Yes.
So, taba, qutub, jad, right? So, these five letters, make sure whenever they are sakin, if they have all sounds, a, e, u, or a, e, u, so you have to pronounce them that way, okay? But if they don't have anything, so it means there is a sukun at the top, you bounce the sound. Now, wab'ath fihim, fihim, fi, don't say fihim, okay? Wab'ath fihim, fihim, long vowel. It's important, pay attention. Rasulan, rasulan. Tanwin fatha. You do not have to stop here because there is no sign of stopping, okay? And it kind of brings a doubt in the meaning, okay? So you have to continue reading. Rasulam minhum. All right? So when you join this rasulam with minhum, rasulan with minhum, what rule is applied here? We had a rule for tanween and nun sakin. Four rules were there for nun sakin and tanween. So which one is applied here?
Idgham,
tanween fatha, tanween kasra, tanween dhamma, whatever, nun sakin. Plus meme. Meme is one of the
Yarmalun
letters. Yarmalun. Yes, Yarmalun letters. So the rule idgham is applied. What does it mean? We got her?
Merge them.
Yeah, the noon sound or the tanween sound will be merged to the meme, and it will have the meme sound. Rasulan minhum. Instead, you say
Rasulam.
Rasulam minhum. Is it with gunna or with,
it
without?
Is, it is
with gunna, right? Yes, with a nasal sound. So, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum rasulam. Right, this nasal sound. Minhum. Again, nun sakin here we have. We need to pay attention to nun sakin and tanwin always, okay? Because rules are applied, different rules. Minhum. Nun sakin plus ha. Ha is from?
Throat letters.
Throat letters. Hamza. Ha. Ha. Kha. Ain.
Ghain.
These six letters. So what rule is applied?
Izhar. No rule.
No rule. Change, hide.
Merge.
No rule. Which one?
No rule.
Option four. Yeah? Okay, no rule. How no rule? Just read it. Like you don't know anything about nun sakin and tanween.
Yeah.
Rasulam minhum. Minhum. The nun is completely clearly pronounced. Yatlu alayhim ayat. I heard Fawad reciting it. Yatlu alayhim. If you say yatlu alayhim, it's wrong. Yatlu alayhim. There is a waw mad. Alright? Don't be mad at me. You made this mistake. Yatlu alayhim ayatik. Wa yu'allimuhumul kitaba wal hikmata. Make sure those hamzatul wasals, okay, that we have, so they will be skipped. Wal hikmata wa yuzakihim. Aha. Jim says it is jais to stop here, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Innaka. أنت العزيز الحكيم أنت
إخفاء
إخفاء أنت. So simple as that. This ayah, alhamdulillah, you now know how to read it with tajweed rules correctly and without mistake. So do you have any questions?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Make sure you listen to this session again if you had any questions, okay? And for more informations, please refer to the tafasir or interpretations, okay, of the Quran and Kareem. Thank you so much. That was all from us in this session. See you in the next session, okay? Brothers and sisters who have been listening to us, thank you so much for being with us. See you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Let's give thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. See you, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
هيهات مع ذلك الظن بك ولا المعروف من فضلك ولا مشبغ لما عملت به الموحدين من برك وإحسانك.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication. هيهات ما ذلك الظن بك ولا المعروف من فضلك. Far be it from you, that is not what is expected of you, and that is not what is well known of your bounty. ولا مشبه لما عاملت به الموحدين من برك وإحسانك. Nor is it similar to the goodness and kindness you have shown to those who profess your oneness. In the previous episode, we discussed the kind embrace of the Almighty Allah and the fact that no prophet and imam expects Allah to treat him with chastisement because the chastisement of the hereafter is nothing but the result of the human deeds. It is nothing but the result of denying the truth and being an enemy of the Almighty Allah. So, the one who tries to be Almighty Allah's favorite will not see this chastisement. Now, the Ahlul Bayt are the ones who have had self-purification. And this is what makes the Ahlul Bayt Allah's favorite. The Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, being purified from uncleanness, being endowed with good qualities, this is the reason for their being Allah's favorites. In the Holy Quran, Allah has praised them with their best quality, which is through purification and their access to the hidden truth. لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. None shall touch it save the purified ones. So, the Ahlul Bayt are aware of the whole universe. They act in accordance with the divine decrees and the best deeds. Even this one that Imam Ali alayhi salam says. So I declare with certainty that were it not for what you have decreed concerning the chastisement of your deniers, فَبِالْيَقِينِ أَقْطَعْ لَوْ لَا مَا حَكَمْتَ بِهِ مِنْ تَعْذِيبِ جَاحِدِكَ. This is what is known because Imam Ali alayhi salam is from among the favorites of the Almighty Allah. He is from among the Ahlul Bayt. So due to their knowing of the hidden truth, the Ahlul Bayt are aware of these secrets in the universe, and they are aware of the best deeds, and they act accordingly. So these features show that the favorite servants of the Almighty Allah, who have been trained and chosen directly by Allah, are the Ahlul Bayt. Self-purification, awareness of the hidden truth, and realization of Allah's commands have made the Ahlul Bayt Allah's favorites. وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ, the Holy Quran says. He loves those who purify themselves.
And how can the gods of hell threaten him when he calls out to you, my Lord? And how would you abandon him therein when he has faith in your grace to set him free? Unless that is not the concept of you, nor has your grace such a reputation, nor does it resemble that which you have awarded by your kindness and generosity. To those who believe in your unity, I definitely conclude that had you not ordained punishment for those who disbelieved in you, and had you not decreed your enemies to remain in hell, you would have made hell cool and peaceful, and there would never have been an abode or place for anyone in it.
Thank you, Allah, God, let me hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, no prophet, no imam expects Allah to treat them with chastisement. We explained that the Ahlul Bayt were the favorites with Allah, and they even were favorites with the Holy Prophet, because he loved but what Allah loved. Salama has reported that one day Allah's Messenger was sitting at home. Fatima brought a small pot with a dish of flour in it. Allah's Messenger asked, "Where is Ali and his two sons?" Fatima answered, "They are at home." He said, "Tell them to come here." After some time, Ali, Hassan, Hussein, and Fatima were walking towards Allah's Messenger. As soon as he saw them, he took his cloak, which was on the bed, and covered them, saying, "Allahumma ha'ula'i ahlu bayti." O Allah, these are my household. فَأَذْهِبْ عَنْهُمُ الرِّجْسِ وَطَهِّرْهُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. So remove wickedness from them and make them a pure and perfect purification. At this time, Almighty Allah revealed the verse of purification.
إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا.
Allah only desires to keep away uncleanness from you, O the people of household, and to purify you a thorough purification. Now, what I am meaning to tell you, dear listeners, is that obedience to Allah through the Ahlul Bayt, I mean, to put it in better words, obedience to Ahlul Bayt makes you Allah's favorite, so that you, just like the Ahlul Bayt and the prophets, will not expect Allah to treat you with chastisement. Of course, we are all afraid of chastisement, but we do not expect him to chastise us, because we believe in him and we have professed to his oneness. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through all my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. It is necessary that the crimes of the tyrants in each age and era be regularly condemned in the cries of lamentations and in the recitals of elegies held for the infallible imams. In this age, which is the age of oppression of the world of Islam by America and Russia, and their satellites, including the Saudi family, these traitors to the great divine sanctuary, his prophet and his angels, the crime of these oppressors must be strikingly reminded, cursed and imprecated.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Lovely listeners, sisters and brothers from all over the world. You're listening to Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Sister Musavi. Well, in this program, we talk and contemplate and elaborate on the sentences and valuable expressions of Imam Khomeini on different subjects. About the subject of knowledge and the knowledgeable, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh says that life under the umbrella of knowledge and awareness is so sweet, and intimacy with books, pens, and similar treasures provide such memorable and lasting recollections that overshadow all failings and bitterness. You know, this sentence represents the positive effect of knowledge in life. The sweetness that Imam Khomeini is